Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a great, big, wonderful day the Lord has created for us. Let me encourage you from this very powerful and a beautiful scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57. It says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Wow. My dear brothers and sisters, in the ancient world, no celebration was considered more glorious than the march of triumphant returning warriors through their capital city. Many visual depictions have been made of the victorious Roman soldiers in the early centuries marching proudly through the streets and arches of Rome, leading captive slaves and hearing the boisterous approval of cheering admirers. Christ Jesus, our Savior, fought the greatest battle of all time against the prince of this world and all of his legions. Our Lord returned triumphant to his Father, having conquered not only sin, death, and the grave, but Satan and hell also. Now he sits on the Father's right hand as the ruler of his kingdom and our personal advocate before God. But the day of our celebration is just ahead. Hallelujah. One can picture with imagination the procession that will occur in heaven when the captain of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, leads his bride, the church, through the heavenly portals amidst the shouts and songs of praise and glory to the risen conquering Son. Wouldn't that be a beautiful, beautiful time and occasion to behold the glory of the coming of the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters? Well, so having said so, I would encourage you to live in the triumphant promise of the joy that you will one day experience with all fullness when you share in the heavenly celebration with the saints of all ages. Hallelujah. But now is the time that you'll raise your voice in praise to our victorious Lord and sing this beautiful hymn, "Thine is the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory, though o'er death hast won." Amen. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we want to say thank you. You are a missionary God. You sent your Son on this world, O Lord, that human beings who are made in your image and your likeness will be saved, healed, delivered, and reconciled with God the Father. And Lord God Almighty, you sent him once to die on the cross of Calvary. But now, again, Jesus is coming, returning with great glory and power. And Lord, the entire world will see him. Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth will behold the glory of the coming Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, I pray that you'll prepare us to meet with you midair. Lord God Almighty, I pray that our hearts will be filled with praise unto the name of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God. And I pray that the glory of God will fill our hearts and fill our minds, that we will have our perspective of eternity right in front of our eyes. That's what I pray, O God, and that's what I ask of you. Fill us, O Lord God Almighty. Fill our vision with eternity, that we are eternal products of God, and you desire that we will commune with you, live in your presence, and behold the glory of Jesus in our lives. I ask of you, Father God, that today, as your people step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound over their lives. Lord, as you have promised to us in the beginning of the year, that you'll always be above and you'll have altitude and abundance, so shall I speak the blessings of Torah to be the portion of your people in the name of Jesus. Bless them, O God. Be with them and uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from any and every appearance of evil in the name of Jesus. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for the ones who are writing exams. They will do extremely well. Our children will excel in it, and the name of Yeshua will be glorified. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father. We know that healing is the birthright of the believers. We believe in your name, O Lord, and I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life into the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I take authority over every demonic spirit that causes affliction and turmoil in the bodies of your people. I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus, and I send forth your word of healing and wholeness upon your people, because they are yours, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Holy Spirit. And I pray that you'll perfect everything that concerneth their lives, that the name of Yeshua will be glorified. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.